A sitting United States senator stood in front of a room of her own party's voters and explained out loud why requiring proof of citizenship to vote would be bad for Democrats. Not bad for the country, not burdensome for grandmothers or veterans or married women, bad for Democrats. Usually that's the quiet part. This time somebody left the microphone on. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, what Senator Alyssa Slotkin actually said about the SAVE Act, what the bill actually requires, and why the gap between those two things became a national story. 2 days after the Senate voted down the Save America Act on June 4, 2026, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Democrat of Michigan, spoke to an Indiana Democratic Party audience. She was celebrating. Here's the line, verified against six separate outlets that independently captured the clip. The other thing that we blocked yesterday was the SAVE Act, right? Which would literally allow this administration to rig our democracy so that it would be hard for any Democrat in any state to win any election. Read that again. Not would suppress legitimate voters. Not would create barriers for the elderly or disabled. The stated objection was that a proof of citizenship requirement would be hard for Democrats specifically to overcome at the ballot box. The clip sat almost entirely unremarked for weeks. Then, on July 13th, Breitbart News surfaced it. It went viral on X, and Republicans seized on the obvious implication. If requiring proof that a voter is an actual citizen makes it harder for your party to win, what exactly does that say about who you think is voting for you? Worth noting on the sourcing itself. Six independent outlets that separately captured this clip converge on nearly identical wording. There's exactly one discrepancy in the entire record. A single headline compresses any election down to just an election. Otherwise, this isn't a case of a quote getting mangled through repetition. Slotkin said what she said, and it was captured cleanly. Slotkin didn't stop there. She also argued the bill would, quote, disenfranchise all married women, who she said would need to show your birth certificate at the polls after a legal name change. Election law experts dispute that characterization. The bill's text allows a signed affidavit in place of documentary proof. A Notre Dame law professor put it bluntly. For a voter whose legal name differs from the one on their birth certificate, literally nothing more than an affidavit would suffice. Here's the mechanism, stripped of spin on both sides. The underlying SAVE Act, sponsored by Congressman Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, passed the House 220 to 208 in April of 2025. It requires documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Senators John Cornyn and Mike Lee, both Republicans, introduced a broader companion bill, the Save America Act, in February 2026, adding photo ID and voter roll provisions on top. The late Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, who died July 11th, offered the broader bill as a Senate amendment on June 4th. It failed 48 to 50. And notice that math. Four Republicans crossed over to join every single Democrat against it. That's not a party line failure. That's a bill that couldn't hold its own coalition, let alone clear the 60 votes needed to beat a filibuster. So on the actual documentation question, the bill allows a signed affidavit for a name change gap, not a hunt through a filing cabinet for a birth certificate. That's a real distinction, and it undercuts Slotkin's framing on the merits. But here's what doesn't get resolved by picking apart that one claim. Her own stated reason for opposing the bill wasn't the affidavit versus birth certificate technicality. It was electoral math. Senator Rand Paul put the pushback plainly. This talking point from the left is not only false, but it also paints women as incapable. Showing up to the polls to vote with an ID that proves you're an American citizen, whether you're married or not, is common sense. And it's worth remembering just how close this vote actually was to not failing. 48-50 is not a landslide rejection. It's a 5-vote swing away from passage in a chamber where a raw majority still needed 60 votes to actually beat a filibuster. Which means the political stakes Slotkin was describing to that Indiana audience were not hypothetical to her in the moment. The bill had come close enough that celebrating its defeat and explaining exactly why the defeat mattered to her party made sense as a message to deliver to a room of committed Democratic volunteers. The White House didn't let the clip go unanswered. Spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said, "If securing America's elections, through common sense methods like voter ID and proof of citizenship, will make it impossible for Democrats to win elections, perhaps they should reconsider the methods they're using to win." Congressman Tony Weed, Republican of Wisconsin, was blunter. "Democrats are saying the quiet part out loud. They know they can't win on their own merit." Now, to be fair about what's actually contested here, and it's worth being precise because the underlying data genuinely is disputed on both sides. Advocacy groups on the right count roughly 3 times as many documented non-citizen voting cases nationally since 1982 as an outside reanalysis of that same underlying data set, which finds 68 total cases, only 10 involving undocumented immigrants. Separately, the Brennan Center's review of 23.5 million votes cast in 2016 across 42 jurisdictions found just 30 referrals for possible non-citizen voting, about 0.0001%. Both sides' own numbers agree on the same basic fact. Documented non-citizen voting, whatever the exact count, is genuinely rare in absolute terms. That's not spin, that's the data itself, from sources on both sides of this fight. But rare and zero are different words. And the SAVE Act's supporters would tell you the point of a proof of citizenship requirement isn't to solve a crisis of scale. It's to close a gap that shouldn't exist at all in a system built entirely on the premise that only citizens vote. That's the actual policy argument underneath all the noise. It rarely made it into the coverage of Slotkin's clip, because the clip itself wasn't really about the policy argument. It was about what a Democratic senator believes happens to her party's odds if that gap gets closed. What isn't disputed, and what doesn't require resolving that statistical argument at all, is what Senator Slotkin told a room full of her own party's voters. She didn't frame proof of citizenship as an unnecessary burden on legitimate voters. She framed it as a threat to her party's win column. She said it to celebrate the bill's defeat, not to warn anyone against passing it. Documented non-citizen voting is rare. Both sides' own data agree on that much, even if they disagree on exactly how rare. What isn't in dispute is what a sitting U.S. senator told a room of her own party's supporters, that verifying a voter's citizenship would make it harder for Democrats, specifically, to win elections. She said it to celebrate a bill's defeat, not to raise an alarm about it. Every quote, every vote count, every underlying data set, it's all sourced and linked. Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. If you want stories like this one delivered straight to you, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.